phone is here.
Hello?
Hello, is this Vinny?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Vinny, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. We spoke at the end of last year, actually, about helping you get to the first page of Google. Are you still trying
to be honest, man. Yeah, I did. But it's good to hear from you, man. How you been?
I've been good. How was your New Year?
It was great, man. It was great. We, had a blast.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm definitely glad.
Yeah, how was yours? How was yours? Good?
It was good. It was something I never experienced before, so it was awesome, to be honest. I was in Texas, so I've never seen the sky light up. That thought it was 4th of July for a minute.
Holy shit. That was probably cool as hell.
It was.
In Texas.
Yeah, it's a different scene, so it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I have family there, too. So, but I know I was calling you because I was wondering if, I know you were working with a company then, you wanted to get everything straightened out for your masonry and carpentry company, and I was wondering if you had everything set, ready to go for 2024.
Yeah, well, you see, so at that point, when we had talked, I was running work with a company, but I saw the end near because we were finishing up the job.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting put, my BA bounced me over to it was just supposed to be a quick temporary job. Mm-hmm. Well, now I became a project manager with another company, actually.
Nice. Good for you, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It kind of sucks because every single time I want to go full swing with my own business where, to be honest, in construction, that's really the only, if you ask me, it's really the only way of actually getting rich.
Right.
It's running your own business. You can run somebody else's company all you want. You're never going to actually get rich that way. You can do well, but you're never really going to be rich.
For sure.
In order for me to make millions the way that I would like to, it sucks because, I got to get into running my own business where every single time I go do that, I get sucked back into the union in one way or another. And right now,
they know how to pull you back in, huh?
Yeah, they really do, man. Because it's just that first year that, like, I'm preparing to take a hit because I know you're gonna the first year in business, you're gonna take that hit, which is it's expected. I'm okay with it. It's what you got to do to make it big.
Right.
But it just sucks because every single time I go to swing to go do that, something happens, and then here I am. So as of right now, to be honest, I don't even have the time to even focus on my own business, to be honest with you. But I do. I appreciate the phone call back and the persistence. I like that a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I was gonna add, right now you're not even taking on clients at any point right now, right? Like,
to be honest with you, no, not right now because
you're not even doing anything off the side. Yeah, true.
Well, right now it's the off season, so that's the only reason why right now of all time it's not really must I. In the summer, I'm sure there'll be some kind of side work, that somebody's going to need me or want me to do.
Right.
But as of right now, I'm kind of working two jobs because I have the position that I got thrown into. I'm a regular union guy during the day. I work just with the crew, with their union crew during the day. But I'm a project manager on the side for their non-union company. So on off hours, it's basically a second job that I have as a project manager with that non-union company.
Gotcha.
So it's weird. Yeah, basically, I as of right now, I have two jobs already.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're not even working on your business. You're kind of stuck right now with the union and then the manager job.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck.
Gotcha.
Literally just right now.
In a good way, though. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way, I'm stuck. But it sucks because I'm over here paying insurance for a company I really don't even need to be. And I'm paying. I'm paying to keep the thing going, but at the same time.
It's not going.
I don't want to shut it down to start it back up again either.
Yeah, and well, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if you have your insurance and everything like that. Because I know last time we talked. We talked about doing a retargeting campaign and everything like that with Facebook, But I mean, we could do something to start you off slow, where we could just start getting you verified through Google, and start populating you or programming you on that first page and start setting everything up slowly. So even when the summer does come around, you can have that. Now, I mean, you would just be right there in your own backyard. So it only gives you like a 15-mile radius. You wouldn't be driving pretty far for customers to find you. And then also too, it's more for like a beginning stage where you're not doing a lot of ad budgets or anything like that. So it's just really putting you on that first page and programming you there. So when you do have availability, you could always book that out, and it's not going to be super cost effective. I mean, it's not going to be super, like, it's not going to hurt your wallet at that point. It's going to be cost effective, right?
I'll tell you what, if you want to kind of get something, you know, slow going, you know, for the summer, you know, kind of get the website running and shit like that. I know I put you on hold several times or whatever, and I do kind of feel bad about that because, you know, you're you care about your job, you know, you're doing a good job. So, what's it called? I was going to say, if you wanted to kind of, it does suck. It's like I say, you know, right as of right now, I have no time, but if you wanted to kind of get the ball rolling to start getting work for this spring and summer, and I mean very minimal work. I mean, like, I'm not looking to throw, you know, a bunch into this just due to the fact that I'm only going to be looking for a few jobs.
Right.
Just to justify my keeping my business.
Right.
You know, throughout the summer and throughout the spring, I'm looking to get done a few jobs. If I get done 3 to 5 jobs throughout the whole season, I'll be happy.
That's good for you. Yeah. Well, what kind of work do you want to do with those 3 to 5 jobs?
Concrete work. It's concrete.
Okay.
It could be flat work. It could be sidewalks. It could be flat work. It could be stone veneer. It could be anything masonry intended. It could be some, you know, somewhat carpentry intended, but for the most part, like, I am a very good carpenter.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to specialize in concrete work, which involves a lot of carpentry anyway, for the formwork and shit like that. So,
right.
You know, I'm kind of just trying to specialize in just being more of a concrete guy. But,
okay.
You know, there's a lot of money in stone veneer and stuff like that too, culture stone and stuff like that. I love doing that type of work. Anything
okay.
like that, anything, you know, I'm open to taking. Any, you know, sidewalks, driveways, you know, anything like that, curbs, whatever, anything like that I can get into. Not real big curb jobs, because I don't really have the equipment for it, you know, and again, I'm not going to have the time to kind of have that, you know, to really jam out a big job like that. But as far as, you know, walkways and everything like that, porches, something like that, I could definitely, if it's a small porch, something like that, I'll, you know, if I don't mind going and ripping it out and redoing it.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and
you know,
so kind of. What this would do is, like, we'd get you, so it's a process as well. It's not like tomorrow you're going to start receiving these calls. So what would happen is it would be $199 month to month, and what would happen is we'd get you verified with Google, so then that way you'd have a Google business listing. Once you're verified, the verification is going to come to you via mail. So it's going to go to your 1944 Vermont Avenue if you're still there. That's what it would go send out to. Once you have,
I'm no longer there.
Okay. So we'd send it to the right address then. Well, once we send it to the right address and you get that PIN verification, it's basically telling Google that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business and you're not a robot with a PO box. Once you have that, we're able to start programming you to the first page. It usually takes around 30 to 45 days. So as of now, it looks like it would be the beginning of March to the mid of March, you'd start populating on that first page. We do help you get on other areas like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, but those are search engine, and we're just going to set those up for you so that way, like I said, it's going to be very minimal work that's coming for you. But if you can get, like you said, 3 to 4 jobs for the whole season, and that's what you want, then perfect. That's what you get. And if you're able to start acquiring little by little so you can kind of weave your way out instead of having to be sucked back into your jobs, and you don't have to take that massive hit for the first year, and you can kind of, you know, work little by little to weave your way into your business, that's going to be the best possible way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, basically what I would like to do is keep my business ready to go to where, because every single company I've ever worked for, I don't care how long they've been around, at some point, like, things change, like, just because they've been around since the 80s doesn't mean that they're going to make it even another 5 years.
Very true.
Time today compared to any, you know, the past, are just completely different than,
yeah,
you know, any of these guys are even used to.
100%.
So, you know, so basically companies have work and then they don't. So I expect to be late, you know, even though these guys that I'm with right now seem to have work for the foreseeable future. They seem to have work for the next, you know, couple years. But then again, you know, I've heard that a lot before. So, I would like to keep it to where if anything happens with this company and I get laid off with this company, I could just jump right into my own thing.
So this is starting you off at kind of like the basic bare level. Cause like you said, you have a full-time job. But let's say you want to jump in, we can throttle that up and we could add retargeting campaigns through Facebook, or we can go even higher and we can do Google campaigns. So there's room to grow there. It's not like, hey, this is kind of like your one step beyond.
So out of curiosity, I understand like for the initial startup, like for the initial, you know, to pay for the initial, you know, I guess design of the, you know, the web page, you know, the website and everything like that. So basically once everything's already established, and if I'm not looking for work, like, so say at a time, like this time next year, hypothetically or whatever, it's going to be dead. I'm not going to be looking at I'll be busy with my union work, but it's going to be dead for side work. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not even going to be looking to do side work right now because I can't. You can't really do, you can't do small concrete work right now because
it's frozen.
Exactly. So you try not to. So I'm not going to lie, $200 for each month on months that I'm not going to be using it whatsoever.
You can pause it.
You can pause it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Pause it. Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So you just let us know. Yeah. So you just let us know 3 days before you want to put, like, 3 days before your next billing cycle is. So obviously it starts getting cold and, you're in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts getting cold around the October, November area. If that's when you're like, hey, I'm kind of starting to shut everything down here, just let us know 3 days before your billing is due and we pause it. There's no like fee for it or anything like that. And then once March starts coming around and you want to unpause it, you know, mid-February or whatever, so you can start, you know,
you guys don't even do the bullshit where you can only pause it for a month or so and then it automatically unpauses and then charges your account and everything like that. You guys don't do any of that shit.
No, we don't.
that's awesome. That's literally why I canceled HomeAdvisor. I swear I canceled them a couple of years. And then they still, after I canceled them, they saw on file that I canceled with them at a certain date. And they tried billing me again, and then when they couldn't, they sent it to collections, and then the lady couldn't tell me why that was done.
Yeah, I've heard nightmares like that before, and that's why we do like the month to month stuff, but then that's why like we allow our customers to pause it, because we actually do a lot of work with clients that are service-based companies that have off seasons, you know, like the East Coast. Like, you can't do landscaping work when landscaping is, you know, 2 feet under snow.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. So typically if they're shutting their doors like right there, what they'll do is they'll actually pause the service for their season to come back on. And then once that's up and running and they're ready to rock and roll and start their engines back up, they call us. and we say, hey, it's February, you guys starting up in March? And they're like, yep, okay, well, you ready to get rocking and rolling? They say, yep, I'm positive. And then we start going from there. So it's very customized to you.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, man. I'm good to get the ball rolling if you want. Right off the bat, ask right off the bat, is there some kind of, like, outside that $200, is there some kind of initial startup thing?
No. Nope. It's $199. There's no tax. There's no hidden fees. There's, like I said, there's no pause or cancellation fees either. It's just a flat rate for $199. That's what it's going to come out for. Okay?
And then you guys start building the website and everything?
We start building everything. So I'm going to set it up with an onboarding call with you as well. So maybe tomorrow, at a better time for you, I'm going to book a call with you and my tech team. That way they can make sure that you want the correct layout for the website. If you want if you have a logo and you want to send it to us and you want to let us know your colors as well, that's the time to do it. If you want us to generate one, we can do that as well. That's not a problem. But yeah, we start generating everything. So, for the Google Business Profile, it's going to take 30 to 45 days to get on the first page. So just kind of like when you're starting your season to pick up a little side work. For the website, that's going to be done within 7 to 14 days. And they're actually going to send it to you. And you could actually revise it before we publish it. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. Nice. But for the business address, what's the new address? Because I know you're not at the 1944 Vermont Avenue anymore.
It's 73 Ford Avenue. That's Ford, like the car.
Ford, okay. Avenue.
And then that's in Milltown, M-I-L-L, town.
Mm-hmm.
That's all one word. And then, New Jersey, 08850.
Perfect. Now, I have a question. So, your phone number is the 732-610-8242. Now we can put a Google Business phone number there. So people that call you, it's just going to redirect to your phone, but you're going to be able to track the calls. We have a tracking system for you. So we could either put that number there or we can just put your phone number on the Google Business Profile. Which one do you prefer? It doesn't cost you anything extra.
So you're saying that you guys provide a secondary number? I'm sorry, I didn't really quite understand.
So we provide a secondary number that just transfers to your phone. Now it's able to track the calls, so you can see what kind of calls you're getting in from the Google Business Profile. So if you're getting a lot of masonry work, you're like, all right, well, am I getting concrete work for driveways? Am I getting more curbs? Like, what am I getting this season? What was I, what's the calls coming in around my area, and we're able to target that better. Now, some customers like it because they've been in business for 20 years and they just want to have that redirection. Some customers don't because they've been in business for 20 years and everybody knows their phone number. So it really just depends on the customer itself. That's why I always ask before I do it. Because I want to make sure that if you see your Google Business Profile, you're not like, what number is that? That's not my phone number. I don't want to throw you off guard. So if you want it, I can put it for you.
You can put my number.
Okay. That number is also, too, going to be on your website when we build it out, okay?
Okay.
And then the business name is still the VSD Masonry and Concrete?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Masonry and Carpentry.
Masonry and Carpentry, yes. Okay, perfect.
Although
and then
kind of want to change that, to be honest. I would like to just kind of make it VSD Masonry.
Okay, I'll take Carpentry.
If you can, that would honestly be great.
Yeah, that's what's going to show on the Google Business Profile. So if that's what you want, I want to make sure that, you're populated, your program.
Does it matter if it matches my official business name? Because my official business name is VSD Masonry and Carpentry.
I would just put the Carpentry on there, but we can just populate you for masonry work.
Yeah, that's fine. You can just do that.
Okay, let me put it on there.
I don't know why I did that back when I was creating it. Hey, it's such a mouthful, and I'm like, VAT Masonry sounds so much better than VAT Masonry and Carpentry. Like, I don't know why I did that.
Because maybe you wanted to add some carpentry work on there.
That's really what it was, but I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, it was just, I don't know, it was kind of stupid. But, yeah, I guess that's really what it was. But.
No worries. Yeah, so I'll have it on here. I mean, it'll say the carpentry, but I'll populate you, or I'll program you for just the masonry work, so that way you don't pop up for any carpentry work, and people that are contacting you is just contacting you when they're searching for, like, sidewalk stuff, porches, stuff like that.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I used to, I used to take some, and I, you know, like I said, I love doing carpentry, but it's just too much when people are calling you for all different types of things, like as far as, you know, tools and everything like that go. It's just too much. Like, it's too much to remember, too much, you know. You need a steady system.
I agree. I would agree too. Yeah, I mean, you're like, okay, now I got to go buy that tool because I don't have it.
Yeah.
And you just keep adding. You just keep adding to your tool bag, and pretty soon you got to bring a big old truck with you. All right, what are we doing today, boys?
That's literally the position I'm in right now. That's literally 100% the position I'm in. My truck right now. It's insane the amount of the tools that I have between carpentry and masonry, because what we do. We're basically carpenter. I work every day with carpenters side by side. I was hired as basically a carpenter and a mason. So it's fucking, I do everything.
You're hilarious. Okay, so Vinny, your first name, I want to make sure I get it right though. It's V-I-N-N-I-E, correct?
Y. I go with a Y, but you can say Vincent, whatever you want to do.
Or is your real name Vincent?
Yeah, my real name is Vincent, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it down here because I want to just make sure I get it right, because I'm going to send this stuff to you in writing, and it's going to have your real name on there, so I want to make sure that you have all your documents correctly as well.
All right, cool.
Okay, but do you want my tech team, when they reach out to you, to call you Vinny?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't care.
I know when somebody calls me Charles, I know I'm in trouble. So that's why. So okay.
Whatever they're feeling at the time.
Okay, I'll put it in the notes. Preferred Vinny. I'll put it in the notes for you. What's your last name?
D'Esposito.
All right. How do you spell that?
I was gonna see if you were just gonna wing it. D apostrophe.
Okay.
Capital E.
Okay.
S. P O S. I T like Tom. Oh.
D'Esposito. Okay. My name's a little hard, but it's almost like
D'Esposito, like the song.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's how I read it. Despacito.
I've had people look at my name before and go, really, that's your name? Yeah, you know, they're talking about the song, but, yeah.
You're like, relax. That's not how you say it. All right, Vinny, what's your email address?
So Vinny D'Esposito, Vinny with a Y, all lowercase, D'Esposito.
So first and last name with your last name. Do you have the apostrophe in the email or no?
No apostrophe. Just D-E-S-P-O-S-I-T-O.
Okay.
And then 19 at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. All right, let me make sure I have everything here for you. I'm putting a website here as well. Do you want the website to say carpentry on it? I mean, it's up to you. I know it should probably match, but we can make sure that it doesn't say carpentry on the website if that's what you want. If not, I can just have it match the Google Business profile as well. It's really up to you. There's going to be a link on your Google Business profile that's going to read website, and then people will just be able to click over and see the website. So, like I said, it's really just up to you.
Yeah, I guess if they see VSD Masonry, no matter what, they're not really going to, you know, think, oh, you know, they're not going to think it's just something different. So, yeah, you could put it, I don't care. You could just do it. You could keep it all the same. It's fine.
Keep it the same. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
That's why, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just to keep it easy and simple. I agree. And then for the card itself, are you going to be using just a debit card, a credit card, or are you going to use a business card?
I'll probably just do a credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be a business credit card?
No, I'll do a debit card. I'll do a debit card, actually.
Okay. Does it just read Vincent?
I'll keep my credit card down.
Okay. Does it just read your first and last name, Vincent Despacito?
Yeah, I don't think there's a junior on there. Hold on 1 second. Let me check it out.
Oh, you're a junior, huh?
That I am.
Me too. Yeah, so when somebody says Charlie, just the tone of voice, I know they're talking to my dad and they're not talking to me, so.
There you go.
I'm like, ah, buddy.
Yeah, no, my car just Vincent. The car okay. Just Vincent DSZ, though.
Okay. Awesome. And then for the address, the billing, it's the 73 Ford, right, Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is it I'm guessing it's a Visa or is it a MasterCard?
Yeah. Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the number on the front.
4207.
Mm-hmm.
6702.
Mm-hmm.
8027.
Mm-hmm.
2660.
Okay, can I read that back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4207-6702. 8027-2660.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and then the expiration?
09/27.
09, that's my birthday month. Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
782.
782?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question. So this is going to protect you. We never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. So every time we contact you, we want to just make sure we're talking to you, Vinny, not anybody else. And also, too, we want to make sure that you're talking to us. So this protects you. Every time we call you, we're going to ask you we're going to actually ask you this question. But you can have one of these three. You could either have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's see. I'll go with first pet.
Nice. I like that one. What's the pet's name?
Taz. Like Taz. Canadian devil.
T-A-Z or two Z's?
Yeah. I think it was two Z's.
Two Z's? I'll put two Z's. It looks better. Was Taz a dog?
Yes, he was. He's a golden retriever.
Golden retriever. You know, I was picturing like an English bulldog, honestly, when you said Taz, but golden retriever. That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I love honestly, at the end of the day, he was nothing like a Tasmanian devil, honestly, at the end. He was like the calmest.
I was going to say, he was probably chill, huh?
Yeah, it was nothing. I don't know why the hell we named him Taz, but that we did.
That's a cool name, though. I will be honest. I've heard, I do this, you know, I talk to business owners all the time, and I've heard some funny, like, nicknames for dogs, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. You did not name your dog that. And I'm just like, all right, though, but it's cool. All right, well, I have everything here. I'm just going to read this voice verification really quickly. This is just added protection for you, Vinny. It's going to be sent to you in email as well with all your documents, but this just is the service agreement, the outline, so I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand anything, just let me know, and then I'll rephrase it for you. That way you have a firm understanding before I make the purchase for the $199, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
VSD Masonry and Carpentry.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Vincent D'Esposito, business
owner. Awesome. Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Vincent, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Taz, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's just for update purposes, stuff like that. I'm going to email you.
I agree to be, responsive, but just keep in mind that I'm pretty bad with my phone and email, so it's not deliberately not being responsive, but I'm pretty bad with getting back to stuff like that, so just don't take it personally.
No. And what we'll do too is if we reach out to you and you don't answer, we're going to send you a text message. Say, hey, Vinny, we try to reach out to you. Give us a call at your earliest convenience, or you could just text us back here. We wanted to update you, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup, which I waived the account setup for you, will be charged today, which is February 8th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, Vinny, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email that number to you as well so you have that. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you a couple text messages, and you're going to get your emails right now. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Now, I know you're a busy guy. What is a good time for us to do this onboarding call with you?
You can try. So it's tomorrow, you said?
So we can do it tomorrow. I have availability all day, anywhere from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Or if you rather do it on Monday, I can do it Monday as well. It's up to you.
Let's shoot for 5:30. I might have to reschedule with you guys, but depending on how tomorrow goes, tomorrow might be quick and easy and I might get out early, or it might end up being
a long day, a
night like tonight where I get out late. Yeah, it might be a long day.
Okay. How about this? Because they do it by hours. So if you want 5:30, how about I give you a little 30-minute cushion right there and I push it for 6 p.m. And that way, if you get out at 5:30, you have a half hour to kind of get ready for the call. Maybe you're driving home or something like that.
Well,
does that work?
I normally get out at 3:30. So you can call at 5:30 if, you know, I don't think that extra half hour is going to make a huge difference.
Okay. Well, they do it by the top of the hour, though. They do it by the top of the hour. So if you want to do a 5, then they'll call you like 5:15. If you want to do a 6, they'll call you at 6:15. Because it takes around 30 to 45 minutes for the call itself. They're going to verify everything is correct. So you want 5 or 6?
Then we'll go for 5:30. It's even, you're saying. Okay.
So yeah, it's at the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. So we'll go 6.
Six. Okay, that's what, all right. Let me make that change here for you. Okay. And then you should have received a couple text messages. I don't mean to kind of blow your phone up here and give you a bunch of welcome texts, but that's what happened. So I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash for like a family here, Vinny. If you ever need anything from me, I will send you an email right now. You'll have my contact information personally that you'll just be able to have my direct line and email. You will have an account manager as well that you could always reach out to if you wanted to add services on. I know we're just doing the concrete work, but let's say you did want to take on a couple of carpentry jobs, just let us know and we'll be able to, you know, start programming you for that. The text message that you got, it should have read, let me see here. Let's see if it went through. Yeah. It should have read, Vincent, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email that we have on file. Please click here. And it has a link there. It's just the terms and conditions. Can you click that link? I'll walk you through that really quickly.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so just check these boxes.
Yeah, one's just going to be for the text message. The other one's saying you're the card authorization holder. That's the service agreement that I read off to you already. So you have that for your records. Sign your name at the bottom, first and last name, and then hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
Okay, so it says username and password?
Yep.
Okay. That's going to be the tracking system for you. So you're going to be able to track your Google Business profile through there. Also, too, you're going to be able to track your website. So anytime you want to go to your website, you can just go there. It's going to take you straight to your website. You'll be able to just click it, and it'll pop up. My tech team is going to build this for you today and tomorrow. So when they go through the onboarding call with you tomorrow, they're going to give you the access, the username and password. And then they're going to walk you through and show you everything as well, okay?
All right, cool.
Cool. I sent you an email for the Google Calendar, so it should be in your emails as well. For 6 p.m., it's coming from me, Charlie Mullenkamp, at localsplash.com, and it's just going to be a Google Calendar invite. So if you want to hit yes on that, you're more than welcome to. That's just going to tell my tech team, hey, we're going to give you a call at 6 p.m., but you're all set to go. I'm going to work on your account here and send everything over to them. Do you have any questions for me, Vinny?
So you said just hit reply yes right here on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, just hit yes, and it just kind of shoots over to me and to my tech team like, hey, we got a call with Vinny tomorrow at 6 p.m., and it just tells them like, hey, everybody's good on this end. And then we're like, okay, cool. Just confirming the time.
All right, cool. I just
okay.
Said yes.
Let me see here. You got, yep, I got it. Yep, it said you accepted it, so we're good on that. And then you have everything else. Right. So if you want to send in pictures, you can, or you can just wait for your onboarding call tomorrow, and they'll walk you through and tell you how to send in the pictures as well. So if you want to gather those, perfect. All right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Cool, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
No problem, Vinny. I will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good
night. All right. You too. Bye-bye.